LAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we are. Go
ahead. It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is telling Michael Gableman not to delete records from his review of former President Donald Trump's loss in Wisconsin in 2020. Judge Jacob Frost's ruling today affirms Gableman's former special counsel office and anyone's like it in the future are subject to Wisconsin's open records law. Gableman was fired after turning up no credible evidence that voter fraud tipped Wisconsin's electoral votes to President Biden, who beat Trump in 2020. The outcome has withstood recounts, several lawsuits, and a state audit. There's a new pitch for keeping up American Family Field and keeping the Brewers in Milwaukee. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue tells WISN-TV's Up Front that a bipartisan group of legislative leaders would have the state provide the stadium district with annual payments for the next 27 years instead of one lump sum all this year. One idea is to fund the payments in part through income tax revenue from baseball players instead of the state's $7 billion surplus like Governor Evers proposed. Well, there isn't a place in Wisconsin that couldn't badly use some rain right now. In fact, Wisconsin is close to what forecasters call pre-drought conditions. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. It's not just the heat and lack of rain. Wisconsin Weather Service air quality alerts are in effect in scattered areas of Wisconsin because of the smoke from wildfires in Canada. Air pollution and increased ozone can make things tough for young children, older adults, and other people with conditions that already make it difficult to breathe. And a Wisconsin man is grateful for the honesty of some volunteer roadside cleaners. Charles Jessup drove off from a job in East Troy recently, but he left his payment of $5,000 in cash in the back of his open truck. The bills went airborne, but luckily a local chapter of the Future Farmers of America was doing roadside cleanup and recovered all the cash. Jessup treated the trustworthy teens to a pizza party. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:02.
What'd you say, Aaron?
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A 42-year-old New Richmond man was shot and killed by law enforcement Saturday in St. Croix County. According to a release from the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, the man was inside of a home in the town of Star Prairie with a woman and two children. He was seen holding a hunting rifle and he was making threats towards officers. He was then shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy and a New Richmond police officer when he came out of the home. The shooting is under investigation by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. One person is dead after a rollover crash in the town of Osceola on May 27th. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the 47-year-old Milltown man died at Regents Hospital in Minnesota on Saturday when life support was removed. It's the fourth fatal crash in Polk County this year. And in the WIAA State Boys Golf Championship in Kohler, Eau Claire Memorial, Amory, and Glenwood City are wrapping up this afternoon, the first day of the event, which will conclude tomorrow at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Game 4 of the Brewers and Reds tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have won the first three in this series and have a shot at a four-game sweep tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee hanging on to a half-game lead over the Pirates. Pittsburgh has won their last five in a row. A nice 5-1 win yesterday over the Reds, thanks to Brewers pitcher Adrian Hauser. Craig Counsell.
It was good from the start. The sinker was very good today, and you saw him landing his off-speed stuff early.
After After the game, Hauser asked if he's made any changes in his delivery.
Yeah, you know, I think after the last outing, we put in a lot of work trying to get back in the mechanics and really get moving quicker, just moving a little slow last outing.
Tonight, Council will send Julio Teheran to the mound against the Reds' top pitching prospect, left-hander Andrew Abbott, making his major league debut. He was 4-0 in the minors with a 2.5 ERA and struck out an incredible 90 batters in just 54 innings. First pitch tonight at Great American Ballpark, coming up in about an hour at 6:10. NBA, the Bucks have hired former head coach Terry Stotts to be an assistant under Adrian Griffin. NFL OTAs resume tomorrow in Green Bay. Last night in Appleton, it was Donald Driver's annual charity softball game.
It's for the fans. I think we proved that, right? It's the community that we serve. And, you know, when the community, you serve the community serves you back.
Driver there with Jordy Nelson, James Jones, against current players like Christian Watson, left guard Elton Jenkins, and running back Aaron Jones.
It's special. Every year we come out here and it gets bigger and bigger. Without the fans, this wouldn't be possible.
The event drew over 5,000 fans and raised $250,000 for charities across Wisconsin. Aaron Jones crashed through a temporary fence trying to catch a fly ball in center field. I asked A.J. Dillon about that.
I was holding my breath a little bit. I'm like, oh my goodness. But hey, you know, this is what Aaron Jones does. You know, he always bounces back up.
He's
down and he's still going. He's still going.
Dillon and Jones' team went on to beat the Legends 12-11. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Madness Edition, Dom.
Hey, happy Monday, Crudy.
It's been madness. Like it definitely, absolutely feels like a Monday. It absolutely
Monday Madness,
does.
Yes.
844-967-2789. If you could hear the sound of my voice and you'd have the courtesy of giving us a call and joining us on the radio right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Trying some new things out today. Got a new lineup. Got a fine show following us next. The Maggie Dawn Show. If you don't know Maggie Dawn, you're going to like her. I guarantee it. If you don't like Maggie Dawn, I'll give you twice what you paid back.
Oh, you gotta, even if you don't like it at first, you gotta stick around. That's how it is. It takes a while for the Devil's Advocates. No, Maggie will get you right away. She's awesome. She's coming up next at 6 o'clock.
Well, Dominic,
go ahead.
Well, I wanted to start this hour with a thought. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Yes, lock him up. Lock her up. Wait, who are you talking about?
Well, Jennifer Rubin published a little piece. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Trump's smoking gun recording gives Jack Smith all he needs. I'd like to read from this. She published this on a Sunday, Dom. Published it on the Sabbath. When CNN reported Wednesday night that special counsel Jack Smith has a recording of former President Donald Trump boasting at his Bedminster Club in 2021 that he had a highly classified multi-page document relating to war plans against Iran.
What?
Months of punditry that Trump would never be indicted went out the window. According to news reports, he shared the substance of the documents with others in the room, including biographers, with no security clearance.
This eventually gave them security clearance. I dubbed these security clearance.
This evidence effectively destroys whatever defense Trump was trying to concoct. here in parentheticals, Dom, he didn't know there were classified documents. He declassified them. He thought they were not classified. I guess a couple different options he's thrown out today, Tom. Trump holds the presumption of innocence. She writes, I don't feel so compelled, and has not been indicted, not on these charges. However, the last time that such a damning piece of evidence, a smoking gun, came to light, Richard M. Nixon's presidency was effectively over. He left office less than a week later. I would disagree. I would say we've seen two smoking guns every bit as damning as the Watergate tapes. The Access Hollywood tape, where the man basically admitted to being a sexual offender because they just let him do it. He just tic-tacs up and forces himself on women.
That's just how it's been for a million years, for better or worse or better.
And the 11,780 votes. If that's not a Perry Mason-style smoking gun, Jennifer Rubin, I don't know what is.
But there's so many. There's so many. I feel like a car commercial. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, he's already been indicted now in what, Manhattan? Bragg for the 34 counts of fraud related to what? The Stormy Daniels, the paying off of the porn star right before the election. Right? I mean, so it's so quaint that there are recordings of Nixon. It's the good old days, man.
Dominic, news reports now indicate the federal grand jury hearing the documents case will meet this week. An indictment, if there in one, is one. When there is one, I correct the author of this column, it could come within days. That would be imminent. That's the sort of imminence I'm looking for.
Cody Trump's own words could provide damning evidence of a willful violation of the Espionage Act and of obstruction, and help fix venue in D.C., where the Justice Department almost certainly wants to try the case. Andrew Weissman, I talked about you, Crudy, he tweeted out today as well. He's a former lead prosecutor for Special Counsel Mueller, summed up the take of many career prosecutors, quote, I'm not trying to use hyperbole, but this is game over. If this story is accurate, there will be an indictment, and it's hard to see how there would not be a conviction.
Dom? Buddy, let me take it from here. When coupled with reports that Trump's lawyer was waved off searching the former president's office, a damning case of wrongful retention of highly sensitive and likely classified documents appears to have come together. Trump seems to have confessed that he knew the classification rules, didn't declassify documents while leaving office, and knew that retaining them was illegal. Moreover, his alleged dissemination of the materials to others, including allegedly verbally discussing this document with others, can solidify a separate part of the law. The prohibition against sharing and distributing, distributing, I guess I said it right the first time, strangely, confidential documents. A case of dissemination of classified documents would be so serious as to virtually ensure an indictment. Yes, an imminent indictment. So I hear, bring it already. Now, Rubin writes, we don't know precisely what Trump said or what document, if any, he had taken. But in a sense, it does not matter. Let's say the specific document he is alleged to have possessed didn't say what Trump said it did. It nevertheless confirms that Trump knew he hadn't declassified documents and was not supposed to keep any. This obliterates the declassified in his mind who he and his supporters have claimed. Sharing it with others makes prosecution all the more likely. Now, Ryan Goodman, a former national security lawyer for the Defense Department, reacted this way. Here's a quote. There it is, Espionage Act. He pointed to a recently unsealed opinion ruling the attorney-client privilege was ineffective because of the crime fraud exception. They've already ruled the crime, right? That's why the exception was found. From Judge Beryl A. Howell, it stated, and here's a quote from the ruling, other evidence demonstrates that the former president willfully sought to retain classified documents when he was not authorized to do so, and he knew it. This evidence, if true, would fit that description. Such glaring evidence of intent, even aside from the later alleged obstruction of Justice Department, you know, refusing to comply fully with the subpoena, moving documents, makes for the sort of serious violation that prompts prosecution under the Espionage Act. To make matters worse, reporting suggests that there are other recordings of Trump that could further implicate him. Lordy, let there be more tapes. A little bit more in this column from Rubin. The latest evidence also supports filing the case in D.C. where the prosecutors likely would have a more favorable judge and jury than they would face in, let's say, Florida. Even before the most recent accounts, Lawrence Tribe and Dennis Aftergut, analyzing Trump's admissions during the CNN town hall, explained, when asked why he took government documents from the White House, Trump answered, "I was there, and I took what I took. I had every right to do it. I didn't make a secret of it. You know, the boxes were stationed outside of the White House." With those fateful words, Trump admitted that he was involved in willfully removing the documents from the White House. It is a federal crime to willfully and unlawfully remove any document in any public office of the United States. Indeed, the Justice Department has identified improper removal, that's a quote, and unlawful removal as a key concern in court filings in the Mar-a-Lago litigation. So the case for trying, the case in Washington where the alleged crime began, gets exponentially stronger with the newly revealed recordings. And strictly speaking, prosecutors don't have to prove motive in a criminal case, although it certainly helps juries reach the conclusion the criminal, the crime was willful. But here, too, the smoking gun recordings might be powerful. Oh, Lordy, powerful tapes. The CNN report explained, and this is a quote, "The meeting in which Trump discussed the Iran document with others happened shortly after the New Yorker published a story by Susan Glasser detailing how, in the final days of Trump's presidency, then-chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, instructed the Joint Chiefs to ensure Trump issued no illegal orders and that he be informed if there was any concern. The story infuriated Trump." Now that's the quote. "The new development suggests he was keeping the documents to burnish his image, debunk critics, or to show off to others. Here's a classified document I have." The recordings perform one more critical function. It puts Trump's actions in an entirely different legal universe than President Biden's or former President Mike Pence's retention of a few stray documents. On Friday, Pence received a letter declining prosecution. Trump's apparent willfulness plus alleged dissemination and alleged obstruction bear no resemblance to the facts so far reported in the other cases. The Justice Department does not indict for sloppiness, as in the case of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, but time and again it has pursued willful retention of sensitive documents, not to mention willful dissemination cases, especially when other crimes are at issue. If equal justice under the law has any meaning, and the evidence is there, Smith will have no choice but to recommend indictment, and Attorney General Merrick Garland will have no choice but to follow the recommendation. If Trump gets a pass on his alleged willful retention of war plans and alleged blabbing about them to others, then prosecuting virtually any other alleged violation would become all but impossible. And Garland certainly won't fancy being remembered for tying prosecutors' hands for years to come. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour, the Monday edition. It's madness. It's Monday madness. But join us. Bring some sanity. Bring whatever you want. Bring your own beer. You know, can't provide beer for all you listeners, but don't do what you got to do. We'll get you home or to the bar or to the happy hour, wherever you're going. Just keep us locked right here, Civic Media. We are growing. I can feel the pains. We're growing. Come back. Grow with us. 844-967-2789.
Get back, Loretta. Your mommy's waiting for you. Wearing the high-heel shoes and a low neck.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a chance for isolated storms. Lows level off around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 81. Chance for isolated storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I see calls coming in from God's country. They're listening to us on the newest civic media station, 1490 The Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial. Also, the Tap 93.5. We birthed a brand new FM station very recently. It's on the air playing our news talk format right now in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and also WRJN, this heritage station, had been a news talker for years in the Racine market, recently playing some music, but we're back, baby, and we got that thing so chock full of sports. We got the Packers, we got the Badgers, we got the Bucks, and in 2024, we got the Brewers. That is the only station you're going to need in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. If you're a sports fan, if you're a News Talk fan, if you're the fan of truth, justice, and the American way.
Who isn't?
We're your station, baby. 844-967-2789. I know you got more, Dom, but I'm more interested in what the audience has to say.
All right, we'll get to it. A lot of breaking news there, but we love our audience. 844-96-PARTY. That's the number you need to know.
Dana in God's country, can you hear us on the Eagle, fella?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, guys, welcome back to your old stomping ground.
Thanks, man. I used to play Just Jazz in the afternoons on the NPR station in town there, 89.9 WLSU.
Oh, boy, I must have missed that.
You didn't miss much.
I wouldn't say you missed it, Dana.
My mom probably listened to you. My mom loved jazz, so she probably listened to you back then. In all seriousness, but hey, I just wanted to say welcome. I'm glad to have you guys here. I'm real excited. You know that in The Jerk, where Steve Martin, he's got his name in the phone book. You remember what he says?
I don't, Dana. Remind me.
I don't remember. But that's a great movie.
Oh, he said he sees his name in the phone book, and he goes, things are going to start happening to me now. Yeah. And that's what I feel like.
Dana,
great for you guys. I'm happy to have you.
Buddy, yeah, I was first up in the post office while in lacrosse in like 1990. That's when things started happening for me.
And well deserved. But I'm glad you did your time, my friend. You're sentence served, so you're a free man.
as far as you know.
You paid your debt to society, Curtis.
All right, you guys.
All right, Dana.
I got nothing else profound to say. You have a great night. Welcome to lacrosse.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Dana.
1490 AM, the Eagle. We're going to turn it into the Screaming Eagle when Dom talks. 844-967-2789. Doug from Cudahy. Doug, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, Doug, what's
congratulations
happening?
Congratulations on everything that's happening to you over the past couple of years. You know, I've been calling in since you were on a lower wattage radio station. Now you guys are all over the state. I'm so impressed with what's happening with you guys. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing. But I called to make an announcement. Tomorrow, actually the 7th. What is today? Today's the 5th, right? So I'm third shift, so I get kind of screwed up.
That'd be Wednesday, okay. I think.
So the 7th, Colectivo of Wisconsin and Illinois, we're located in Wisconsin. We're gonna sign our first contract with the union.
Oh, congrats, Don.
Nice.
This is spectacular news for all of us working people, and I just, you know, I want to say that a lot of things that I learned from listening to Progressive Radio, Tom Hartman, and the Devil's Advocates, Crudy, and what you've done here in Wisconsin in the face of adversity. We've done real well, and we're gonna sign a contract in 2 days, and I'm gonna get like a buck raise. All right, not a lot, but okay. We worked for it, we got it done, and it's for our prosperity. Our posterity. My younger people will enjoy the fact that we fought for this union way back in 2022. And we got it done, brothers.
Well, congrats, Doug.
So that's what I got to say. Okay, how you doing, man?
Doug, that's great news, man. I know it was hard fought. It was in the papers, of course, here in Milwaukee. And of course, coffee shops unionizing around the country, a big effort. And congratulations, Doug.
Power in the union.
Yeah, imagine that.
Doug got about a $150 a month raise. That's nothing to turn your nose up at, Doug. That still works. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back, Paul. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Welcome back, Dom. It's always great to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
Well together. Yeah, and congratulations to the dude that got a union. That's not an easy thing to do. Organizing a union in a place, it can be very difficult at times. Hey, I wanted to just, backyard, Crudy, it's appalling to me that the Republicans nixed the new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin. That's just plain stupid. Every decent company, well, not decent.
Well, they
company,
found money for the training facility for the athletes, and they found $2 million for the NFL draft in Green Bay. You know, but the engineers, who needs engineers? STEM, Paul?
STEM? No, it'll STEM here.
We need
sounds
welders,
too science-y
Paul.
To me.
I don't know who's going to engineer the plans, but we need someone to weld them.
That's so stupid. I just, I hope your radio station turns things around. Hey, people, don't hate Madison. It's a great area. Hey, Crudy lives there for good. Well, actually, Middleton. So, okay, thanks for taking my call.
You know, I'm thinking about taking up residence in the 6th Congressional District.
Yes, that's a great idea, Crudy. I think you should do so.
183 days a year. Just the warm months.
All it takes.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Love hearing from you at 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum are all expected to announce this week they're running for president. But will any of the announcements shake up the race?
Each of these candidates is going to make the argument that it is time for a new direction in leadership in the Republican Party. I'm eager to see how many primary voters are listening to that, right? The polling bears out that former President Donald Trump is far out ahead of his competitors. I want to see if they're going to be able to convince more voters to come their way.
ABC's Deputy Political Director Avery Harper. A team of NTSB investigators is at the scene of a plane crash in rural Virginia. The plane slammed into a mountain yesterday after entering Washington, D.C. airspace, prompting the military to scramble F-16 fighter jets. The pilot is believed to have passed out. Stocks closed lower to start the week, the Dow down almost 200 points. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said that a 42-year-old New Richmond man was shot and killed by law enforcement Saturday in the town of Star Prairie. According to a release, the man was inside of a home with a woman and two children, was seen holding a hunting rifle, and was making threats towards officers. He was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy and a New Richmond police officer when he came outside of the home. The shooting is under investigation by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. One person is dead after a rollover crash in the town of Osceola on May 27th. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said a 47-year-old man from Milltown died at Regents Hospital in Minnesota on Saturday. It's the fourth fatal crash in Polk County this year. And all but far northwestern Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory through midnight. Air quality index numbers for Eau Claire and La Crosse counties were in the red or unhealthy zone, according to the DNR. This means that people should limit their time outdoors today, especially children or people with certain health conditions. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Come back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Madness Happier Happy Hour. Don, we've almost survived Monday. Got to get all these people home Monday. Safe, though.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's still time for your phone calls. Monday grievances. Lay them on us at 844-967-2789. Here will not be amongst them. The next show that comes on, we're saving the best for last. The new lineup, the changes. And I know some of you have been shaking a fist at me all day. So what? you know, I'm a big boy. I can take it.
You can take it?
Because I am saving, we are saving the best for last. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, formerly Maggie Dawn, Dawn of the Resistance, the award-winning broadcaster. Well, she's joined the Civic Media team, and she's launching immediately after this fine program. She'll take you up to the Paul Revere Hour and our friend Mark Thompson. But Maggie Dawn, I mean, we got some legal eagles on the staff here. We got Maggie Dawn, we got Mark Thompson, and we got Jim Santel. I'd go into legal battle against any of Trump's right. team.
Best crew to talk about legal issues ever.
So we will look forward to the Maggie Dawn show. And tomorrow morning, Dom, pulling double duty again tomorrow morning, filling in.
Damn, Crudy, working hard this week.
You know, I did 2 hours of live radio this morning. It was nearly dynamic. Sure. Todd Alba, the Todd Alba Show, now afternoons across the Civic Media Network, 1 to 3 p.m. So had Todd in this morning. And tomorrow morning, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News, our friend, former state senator Pat Kreitlow, former television anchor. Now he's moved on to radio where you don't really have to comb your hair or anything. Just put a cap on.
Yeah, look at Crudy.
You know, someday I'm going to show up in like PJs and, you know.
Hair.
Slippers. I don't know if I can do much about the hair. But Pat Kreitlow joins me across the Western Wisconsin airwaves. And if you question, what's that mean, Crudy? Well, me and Pat will be playing out tomorrow morning in Richland Center on that new one we were just talking about, the Eagle in La Crosse, 1490 AM. We'll be on the Tap in Chippewa Falls. That's where our pal Pat is from, 93.5 land. He lives on Lake Wissota. The locals know. If you know, you know. Lake Wissota is very nice. We'll be playing out on Lake Air tomorrow morning. We play out there now. You and I do, but me and Pat will be on the Lake Air in Amory tomorrow morning, 1260 AM. And the Buzz of the North, Hayward, one of our new fine sticks up in the Northwoods, Tom, 9:10 AM. And you and I are also playing out today on our newest station in the Racine-Kenosha area. We're playing out on WRJN, the Devil's Advocates are. I don't get to cover that one tomorrow. That's Earl territory there in the Metro.
Right. Rock on, WRJN.
Very excited about the fact that we are your Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers in 2024 WRJN station. Dom, I've been speaking for like 4 hours.
It seems
you
like
take
a
over.
Long time, man. I know.
It does.
You've been working
Too
hard
much
today.
Talk.
844-967-2789. Let's let some of our audience do the hard talking for us. Brian from Madison, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Brian, what do you got for us?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on the expansion. Very exciting. I only found y'all within the last month, recovering from surgery. I still can't walk, so I've been taking long drives just so I'm out of the apartment.
We'll convalesce you, Brian. We'll convalesce you. Dom will give you a sponge baths if necessary.
I'm very excited to be able to tell my friends in La Crosse that there's a place to check you out. Hey, I missed a good part of the program, so maybe you've already covered this, but have we talked about YouTube's policy reversal on spreading 2020 election misinformation? News just dropped within the last day or so here.
You know, that story actually dropped on Friday, and it had come to my attention, and I don't think we've covered it on the air, Brian. I think you broke it to our audience. It is troublesome. It is problematic because you look at what put this country in this position. It was the way the press and social media created this sort of chamber where the MAGAs live in their own reality and they can reinforce that through social media. Well, if there is no policy of correction on YouTube, well, that's a lot of dissemination of false information. I mean, hell, that's Trump's entire reelective campaign. It's I got screwed in the last one. I'm running again.
That was his reelective campaign in the last election cycle. And he's going to do it again in 24, Brian.
Yeah. And I'm concerned. So like, I enjoy protests. I enjoy propaganda. And something I noticed at a lot of the right-wing protests that I went to is you have far-right Christian groups, and then, of course, you have the militia types, although they're a little bit quieter now that some folks have been getting sentenced. The regular people who show up there, it's part of a pipeline, and a lot of them get there from videos on Facebook, videos on YouTube. And while this whole system has calmed down a little, there are still so many people you can run into who have these very basic, very weird conspiracy, just like little nuggets that came from, that started with election denials and that type of movement on social media. So Facebook having reversed their policy, now YouTube going back on it. Whether or not it's for the 2024 election, I'm worried about folks like my dad, who's old and lonely, and he's just getting fed what the algorithm gives him. You know, those folks are going to end up turning out in person, and that's when things get scary.
Brian, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the family, man, the Devil's Advocates community. I am less concerned, although it is troubling to think that YouTube would allow known false information to be disseminated without any sort of pushback. You know what I mean? There's no fact-checking going on.
Yeah.
But I would point out to guys like Brian, you know, the right-wing talk radio infrastructure has been in the state of Wisconsin for a decade or longer. Guy wrote an article back in 2014 predicting the downfall of Scott Walker's presidential campaign. He called it the unelectable whiteness of Scott Walker and said Scott Walker's only real appeal is in this false right-wing talk radio narrative that has been created here in the state of Wisconsin. And, of course, Scott Walker was a failure as a presidential candidate. I thought he was a failure as a governor. But above and beyond that, they did a sociological study on right-wing talk radio here in the state of Wisconsin. 2016 time frame, 81 right-wing talk radio stations ginning out 235 hours, I believe a week, maybe it was a day, I think it was a week, of right-wing content. And in no small part, this is in part why I've been advocating for someone to, you know, create an infrastructure, a network of alternative, of fact-based alternative radio stations. Create a network so, you know, you could effectively as a politician, you could go out and you could speak in all the different markets at once. Now, there are large radio entities in the state of Wisconsin. There are two big AM stations in the Milwaukee side of the state, on the eastern side of Wisconsin. WISN AM. Well, they were sagging in their ratings after Joe Biden won the presidency. Their ratings in December of 2020 were god-awful. But you know what? They decided to kind of follow the former president down the "it was rigged, it was stolen" rabbit hole. And their host went there. And they went from like a 5 or a 6 share up to a 10 share. What's that mean? They were effectively disseminating lies and propaganda about the stolen election for fun and profit, for ratings and profit. That's WISN. That's the top rated right-wing talk radio station in the state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the greater Milwaukee metro, where WRJN, where we now have not just WAUK across the greater metro, but also in the southern metro, we've got WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. The WTMJ, and I'm not saying they're the same as right-wing talk radio, but WTMJ is an enormous stick in the state of Wisconsin. WTMJ has reach across about half the state. Really, they cover almost 4 states with their signal. Fortunately, they leave half of it in Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. But you go outstate in the state of Wisconsin, WTMJ, you can hear that stick basically from the center of the state eastward. Well, they are also a right-wing talk radio outfit. Effectively, that's what they're doing. They may not sell the same lies, but they sure as hell ain't correcting the record in a proper fashion. So, anyways, Dom, that's in part why we continue to try and expand the Civic Media Network. It's because right-wing talk radio in this state is a machine. You with me, fella? No, Dom. No. Boy, this has been a fun Monday. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if Dick can join me from Madison. Welcome, Dick. You there?
Yes, I am. And you call it truth radio. That's what you guys got going on.
Well, I'd like to think that we aspire to tell the truth. And sometimes you react to stories in real time. You might get some aspect of the facts wrong. And you come back and you try to correct the record.
And you guys will actually do that where they won't. Anyway, I digress. A couple things, one on Trump, one on Biden. Is it just me, or do you think Donald Trump might be the best by far for the prosecution?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump is cooking his own goose with constancy.
Yes.
You know, what's the old saying? Give a man a foot and let, and he'll take a yard, yeah, or he'll hang himself. Give him enough rope and he'll hang himself. He might literally, in a legal way, be hanging himself with constancy right now.
Right. And then on Biden, over the weekend, you know, all this nonsense about the FBI looking into the Biden family and this and that and the other thing. And you talk about, people want to talk about Biden being maybe too old. Chuck Grassley, wasn't that nice? The FBI, you know, he came right out. I'm telling you, you know what he said. We don't care if he's guilty or not guilty. So there again, they're just, here we go. Anything to try and take him down in polling. And it's just, I mean, first of all, why are you using the FBI, Chuck Grassley, and Republicans? I thought you wanted to defund them.
Well, it's, you know, when it's convenient. You know what I mean, Dick? When it's convenient. 844-967-2789. You can join us on the phones, and my little buddy will join us between here and the end of the hour. We'll take a few more of your phone calls. We got a new lineup. We're greasing the wheels for it. We got Maggie Dawn coming to the airwaves. Maggie Dawn, if you haven't heard her before, where you been? She's a frequent guest on this fine program. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's got an econ degree. She's one of the smartest human beings I've ever met. You know, they talk about the Enron boys were the smartest guys in the room. Well, she depositioned the Enron guys in the civil depositions. So I think that makes her the smartest person in the room. And certainly when it's me and Dom and Maggie Dawn, that's often the case. You know, you just got to admit when you're outmatched. And literally, as a broadcaster, she won the category of best interview. We, me and Dom thought we had the best interview ever. And Maggie Dawn beat us. It was heartbreaking. You know, you don't get much in the radio industry, certainly not compensation. Despite CJ's prior thought, I'm not a rich man. Rich in friendships. Hopefully rich in audience members. But anyways, not a rich man, but I do covet that crystal trophy. And I only have one friend that's got one. Well, I know a lot of broadcasters, but they're friendly. I've only got one friend who's got a crystal trophy at home on her coffee table as a paperweight. And she is the award-winning Maggie Dawn. And she's coming next, but we're not done yet. Devil's Advocates, we continue. More of your phone calls, Monday style. Feels a hell of a lot like a Monday I one time had. Feels like this Monday, doesn't it? You there, Dom? No, Dom's not there. Still having a Monday.
It's a new Monday. It's a new day.
A new Monday, new day, new Devil's Advocates. Same old show. Come back after this short break.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosure.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melds sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated storms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 61, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 81. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for listening. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Make sure you stick around for our pal, Maggie. Of course, you can join us on the lines right now. Last segment for us, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I understand you have some captivating headlines.
Oh, man, I know it's been a hell of a day, but let's get to at least some of these. The New York Times reporting, and this was news. Trump lawyers visit the Justice Department as classified documents inquiry nears end. Three lawyers representing the former president spent nearly 2 hours there after requesting a meeting to discuss their concerns about the department's handling of the investigation. If handling the investigation, you mean actually investigating Trump? Yeah, I'm sure they have problems with that. A little bit from the New York Times, lawyers for Trump met on Monday with Justice Department, including special counsel Jack Smith. Jack Smith and the hizzy, man. So Garland wasn't there, but Jack Smith showed up 2 weeks after requesting a meeting to discuss their concerns about Mr. Smith's investigations into Trump. The meeting did not include Garland or Lisa Monaco, the deputy attorney general, and it is unclear what precise subjects were discussed. Oh, I got a couple I'd like to talk about. But the visit came amid implications that prosecutors in the special counsel's office were approaching the end of their inquiry into the former president's handling of classified documents. It also came at a time when Trump advisors have concluded that there might not be much more time to stave off charges, people said. Trump's lawyers, James Trusty, John Rowley, and Lindsey Halligan, left the Justice Department after nearly 2 hours. They declined to speak to reporters. Shortly after the visit, Mr. Trump posted a message on his social media platform, Truthing Social, suggesting that his legal team had at least discussed with him the possibility that he could be indicted. A quote from the rambling lunatic, quote, "How can DOJ possibly charge me who did nothing wrong?" Trump wrote in all capital letters.
Dominic, separate reporting from the Wall Street Journal, that's a Rupert Murdoch rag, abridged here in the raw storytelling. Sources told, and I think they mean the Wall Street Journal, the lawyers aim to argue against indictment of the former president over his handling of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The three lawyers you aforementioned, they're arguing, please don't indict our client. We're here at $1,000 an hour each to beg you not to indict our client. I mean, he's at least as innocent as Mike Pence, right? I mean, can you see delivering this message to the special counselor? And you may have to face off against this guy in court eventually, right? but the determination has already effectively been made through the crime fraud exemption. The fact that they forced Trump lawyers to testify against their former client.
And Corcoran had like copious notes. Came out today. Apparently, he had some he verbally recorded himself making these notes. I mean, he is very detailed. And this guy was that detailed in all that conversations with Donald Trump, as any good lawyer should be, knowing what kind of disaster, you know, making attorneys get attorneys is mega. He probably has all sorts of details. And with the judge able to pierce that, they got all sorts of copious information.
But the fact that the judge has already effectively ruled there is sufficient evidence to utilize the crime fraud exemption means, in a judge's eyes, there's already evidence of criminality on behalf of the former president. Another headline, Dom, you might like this one. Green light. What's the old game? Red light, green light. Green light. Legal experts suggest Jack Smith has given the go-ahead to indict Trump. Do you think that's true, Dom?
I certainly do think it's true. Number one, why would Trump's attorneys be meeting with the Department of Justice with Jack Smith in the room for 2 hours? And why would the grand jury be impaneled again meeting this week if not to indict Trump? On the paperwork crimes, Crudy, what's your thought? Now, I know you've been more dismissive of this particular infraction of Donald Trump. But if this coming down, I mean, lots of folks saying this week. Crudy, your thoughts?
Well, I'd be happy for the indictments because I like to see troubles in Donald Trump's life. You know, I mean, I'm rooting against the guy. What can I say? Not a fan.
I'm just rooting for justice, Crudy.
Well, I'm also rooting for truth, justice, and the American way, Dom, I'd like to think. Yes. If there is sufficient evidence of criminality, and I know I've described them as paperwork crimes, but the Espionage Act component, I always asterisked my prior statement saying, well, did he show it to anyone? Was there any financial remuneration? Did he, you know, better his circumstance in any way, shape, or form by sharing what are clearly and obviously these classified documents he's already publicly confessed to holding on to, right?
Yes.
So simply pointing at Joe Biden and saying, well, he kept some out by the convertible, or pointing at Mike Pence, I'm as innocent as that guy, it's a completely different level of conduct. And I don't just mean the obstruction of justice that apparently Donald Trump's been perpetrating. But if they've got him on video camera, and my understanding is there's some pool flooding and the server room was flooded, and therefore we cannot supply you with the videotape of Trump's staff moving the classified documents he claimed he didn't have through other counsel that may soon lead to the aforementioned indictment on paperwork crimes and asterisk, maybe the Espionage Act, which go ahead.
Crudy, CNN reporting. An employee at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence drained the resort's swimming pool last October and ended up flooding a room where computer servers containing surveillance video logs were kept, sources told CNN. While it's unclear if the room was intentionally flooded or if it happened by mistake, the incident occurred amid a series of events that federal prosecutors found suspicious. At least one witness has been asked by prosecutors about the flooded server room as part of the federal investigation into Trump's handling of the documents, according to one of the sources. The incident, which has not been previously reported, came roughly 2 months after the FBI retrieved hundreds of classified documents from Florida residents and as prosecutors obtained surveillance footage to track how White House records were moved around the resort. Prosecutors have been examining any effort to obstruct the Justice Department's investigation after Trump received a subpoena in May of 22 for the documents. Prosecutors have heard testimony from the IT equipment that the IT equipment in the room was not damaged in the flood, according to the sources. Good try, though, Trump team. Flood the server room. I wonder how many times the server room's been flooded in the past. You know, come on.
Every time. There is a subpoena for something that could be on the server. Man, they blew up another server room.
Oh, it's terrible.
I wish we would stop storing all our server stuff underneath the pool, right? Like, does that even seem feasible to you? We are in the radio business, right? We got a server room.
Yes.
It's not near the pool room. You know what I mean? or anywhere near the health club wing, if there were such a thing. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the Madness Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates twice as much as I did making it. And we encourage you to stick around because the greatest part of the change in lineups coming right now, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Council. More importantly, friend of the Devils. Best dance and slice bread. Stick around. She's next. And then the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, AT 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic